Blog Talk Radio.
Tell you this, it is very unlikely that we will be staying with Blog Talk Radio for next season. It is not reliable. Can't be, you know, numbers not working and this and that and canceling shows and
can't do it.
So I got another option. But in the meantime, we're back. It's me, Commissioner T. And you know, it kind of worked out that we delayed the show because we know a little more today than we actually did over the last few weeks, including free agents. So it actually wasn't the worst thing in the world that the show got delayed. So, but as you guys know, I don't do this alone. And let me introduce the fellas. I got my brother, JB. I got the doctor himself, Dr. Train. And we got the Mad Nation champion, K-Star, in the house. Gentlemen, welcome to the Mad Voice.
Glad to be back after a little bit of a hiatus.
Hey, man, yes. You can't help but be pumped after hearing that intro. Matter of fact, I'm going to take that intro. I'm going to make you some cutout highlights of Caleb Williams because he's coming to the Bears, and I'm going to send it to y'all. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be dope.
Oh, okay. All right, well, you know, that's it. That's really why we got on. Good night, everybody. Take care. Okay. Yeah, yeah. No suspense for Train, man. He can come right out and say, that's it, you know, shit. I done wait 3 weeks to say this shit. You know?
He don't even care if he falls apart.
Fucking train wreck over here. New name.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You know? So, before we jump into quarterbacks, Train's favorite topic, and there's a lot to get into. I had to address this one thing, though, because I don't know if K-Star saw it, but yeah, everybody knows Jason Kelce retired, okay? And, you can't, even me as a Cowboy fan, you can't not like the Kelce brothers, right? You can't, you know, they're fun, they're funny, you know, they got a good podcast, they're both at the top tier of their position. You know, they're just even though Jason Kelce played for the Eagles, you know, you can't not like him, you know. And so he retires yesterday, and he does a speech, you know. And I'll be fully transparent. I did not listen to the entire speech. I heard bits and pieces of it because I care, but I don't care, you know. But There's a guy out there who is well known in the Madden community, like K-Star, another Madden Nation champion, been on TV and all of that. And I've actually played him as well a long time ago. I played him and didn't go well for me. That's all. I'll just leave it right there. He wasn't kind though, like K-Star. K-Star whooped me, but did it with humility. This dude didn't even look at me. He was talking to the person next to him while he was whooping me and didn't even really acknowledge that I was standing there. And I kind of never forgot that. And so he posted, he's an Eagles fan. We've had our conversations because there's been plenty of tournaments in Philly that I've been to. And so, you know, we've had our conversations about the Eagles and the Cowboys and all that. And he posted that Jason Kelce's retirement speech was the greatest speech ever. Even greater than Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech.
Okay,
did you see that?
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, bro, I saw it. It was so ridiculous. I just had a laugh at the absurdity.
I had to read it a couple times and be like, is he serious? You know, like, is this a joke?
I can't tell. I can't tell a gene, so it's, you know.
It was another I Have a Dream speech?
My comment was, and they talk about Cowboy fans being bad. Like, that is the most stupidest thing. It just puts a spotlight on the fact that you could be at the top of a field, of a profession, of a industry. And let's just say that in the day, in case file vouchers, Gene was one of the best. He was one of the best.
Oh, yeah.
He was up there with Problem and those guys. He was one of the best. But that don't make you smart everywhere. you good at that. That's what you're good at. You leave that and you're an idiot. And for someone to make that and just for full, you know, transparency, he is a black man. Okay, this black man saying
this
now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Smokey. It's Smokey Jr.
He used to listen to the show. He used to listen to the show.
Like, I wasn't
going to
give him a slack either way, but just damn.
Well, he used to listen to the Madden Voice back when all the Madden guys listened to the Madden Voice when I was – you know, kind of the show and everybody listened to hear what was going on in the community. I'm fairly certain he don't listen no more because why would he, you know? But if he did, I had no problem with him calling in or, you know, post. You know, I have no problem asking him, what the hell are you thinking? Why would you say that? You know, it was just stupid. So I had to just
I hope he was just trying to be funny because the comment was so absurd that I thought at first it was a joke, and I laughed at it. I was like, oh, God. I can do this. Gene, I didn't know him personally. It's tough to tell. Like, sometimes he's dead-ass serious, so I couldn't tell. If you were making a joke, it's funny because of, you know, of course, how ridiculous it was, but if he's being serious, then Jesus Christ, Gene.
I think he was serious. I think he might have been serious, too.
He's a huge Eagles fan.
Yeah. Those guys, you know, those are the guys that played with 40 G's back in the day, you know?
Yep.
So, who's Kevin Hart's brother, for y'all that don't know, he was a big Madden guy back in the day. And all them guys played with him because they all out in Philly, you know. So I think he was serious. I think he meant that shit. Even what's his name, the dude that they used to call him the commish too until I came into the scene and then he had to get that name up. But what's his name? The guy that does all the gambling. He commented like, huh?
Hulan. Love that guy.
He's a funny dude, man. He's
a really funny guy.
Yeah, he is. He kind of relinquished the commish name when I rolled up on the scene.
He did.
He's like, you commish T, right? I go, yeah. He goes, yeah, they call me commish. But I said, man, you can't be no commish. You gamble all the time. He was a big-time gambler, man. Big time.
Yeah, he actually started changing his nickname to the bookie after that, which is pretty funny.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Perfect. Perfect.
Yeah. Anyway, so let's so a lot's going on. Free agency hit, and Russell Wilson is going to be released, which is not surprising when you look at the relationship between him and Peyton and, you know, the fact that he was benched the last couple of games, there was some kind of injury clause in his contract, and he could have got something even more money guaranteed if he had gotten hurt by some date, and so they ended up realizing he's not going to be our guy. I think they knew then, so they benched him and went with Stidham, and I guess they let him know that he's going to be released. And he's gonna count $85 million dead money against the cap over the next 2 years. And the record was 40 million. Russell Wilson. And the second number is another 40 million by Aaron Rodgers. So I'm sorry, not Russell Wilson. I can't remember who the other quarterback. Aaron Rodgers and somebody else. But the point is, Russell Wilson's 85 million is more than twice the previous NFL record for dead money. So you know they done. They're like, you out. I say that to say now Train already kind of you know, he jumped on it and said, yep, we're getting Caleb. But let me start. We'll get back to Train. Let's go to K-Star. You know, you're the other one with the quarterback issue. I think, honestly, when we look at, contending teams, I mean, the Bears aren't a contender yet, but they have the number one pick. So, big news, who are they going to take? You guys, keep having winning records, but haven't had a good quarterback since Ben retired. Would you take Russell Wilson? K-Star.
Yeah, I definitely would, because we're like a run-heavy team. So, like, we kind of are a team that can fit its strengths. We're, we have the personnel to just run play action deep, play action intermediate, run the ball really well. And we hired off Arthur Smith as offensive coordinator. And I know that name has left a bad taste in people's mouths from the Falcons. But let me tell you something. He was coaching Desmond Ridder. So you give him Russell Wilson, what he did with Ryan Tannehill, Russell Wilson could definitely do. And he's an upgrade for Kenny Pickett. I'm not saying Kenny Pickett has no chance, but, I mean, I have little faith. He's going to really show me anything in 2 years. And Russell Wilson, the fact of the matter is, if you can get him at a discount, a motivated player at a discount who did once have former glory, I think you take the opportunity. It's so long as the contract market is low enough to be such a value to take that swing, you got to do it, in my opinion. Such as a veteran leader, our team needs it. We're young and immature at receiver between George Pickens and Deontay Johnson. I think it'd be a great move.
Now, do you think they will go out and get him?
No, unfortunately not. The things I've been reading. Again, right, all of it could be just a diversion, right? It could just be saying certain things. But everything I've been reading, it seems like they're going to let Kenny Pickett have a chance to compete for the job and maybe, if anything, bring in someone like Ryan Tannehill or just a cheaper, lower-profile quarterback to compete. It doesn't sound like they're going to go for Justin Fields or Russell Wilson. Again, that could be totally fake and trying to bring down the market of those guys, but I think they're going to keep Kenny Pickett as a starter, and that makes me sad.
Oh.
Okay.
Fuck up, Train.
Okay. Before we go to Train, so JV, I always lean on you when we talk college football because...
Wait. Before we go on, can I ask, do you guys think Steelers should get Russell Wilson? What do you guys think? I'm just curious.
Yeah, I think yeah, I would go get Russell Wilson. I'm just trying to think because with Justin Fields possibly being available, would you prefer a young quarterback who's still got upside versus a veteran? Those would be the two, I don't know. I would probably lean towards Russell Wilson because I think Tomlin is a better fit as a coach for Russell Wilson and Sean Payton. I think Tomlin is more of a player coach, where Payton is, more from that Bill Belichick, Bill Parcells, my way or the highway. I think Tomlin is a little more. I mean, he certainly is. He's stern to a point, but I think he's all about the players. And I think after Russell, what he's been through over the last year with Sean Payton, I think he needs a hug.
Well, he does. And Pete Carroll was a good coach and players coach for Russ Wilson. And I think that there's some overlap in that tendency of being a player coach and developing relationships between Tomlin and Carroll. So for me, I like that. I think it'll work.
Okay. We'll get back to Russell. JB, Train, and we're gonna give Train the floor next, but Train already hinted that Caleb's coming to Chicago. Now there's been a lot of talk. Is Caleb really the best quarterback coming out of college? That Jaden, whatever his last name is, and then there's another quarterback whose name escapes me. I'm sure you know exactly who it is because this is your area, not mine. But if you're the Bears, JB, being that you're not, like, you've got no horse in the race of the Bears, but you know college player, would you take Caleb as the number one pick, or is there another quarterback or another player that you would put on the Bears over Caleb Williams?
No, I would take Caleb Williams. I was able to catch quite a few of his games over his career at USC, and probably maybe a good 5 or 6, even a little bit more, having to stay up late times. I think Drake May is the one. I think he's out of, I want to say UNC. And then there's Jalen Daniels out of LSU, one that won a Heisman Trophy. All three of them are good quarterbacks, but I think Caleb has overall the best feeling, highest feeling three. I think his last year at USC got a little tense, but I think he was asked to do more than what he had to do in his prior season. So I still think he's the number one pick. Bears should take him, and they get to reset their QB salary scale. So that would be my pick. If I was the GM of the Bears, I'd take Caleb Williams.
Okay. Train, are you there? Yeah. You must be, because I think I hear your car in the background. Are you there?
Yeah. I'm here.
Okay. So you're predicting that they're going to take Caleb. My question to you, even though I do understand that it would be a different management in place now, different leadership in place now, that would be taking Caleb over who took Justin Fields. That said, assuming you're correct, what faith do you have that the leadership on the Bears now won't screw up to some degree? Let me rephrase that. What faith do you have that Caleb will be successful in the current Bears organization?
I guess it's seriously answered. I like what I saw in regards to the, you know, his demeanor, his approach and everything to the combine, just pretty much sharing his personality, his confidence. I think when you couple that along with Matt Eberflus' ability to actually keep the team together, even though the offense was straight trash last season, the dude dialed it up on defense. Once we got the trade of Montez Sweat, I mean, the defense just kind of took off from there. And, you know, still with the way the season started and the historic losses we had as a head coach, my man kept the locker room together. So and he brought the defense back to life. I coupled that along with the process that they took to go and get the best OC they felt was out there in Shane Waldron. And Ryan Poles, really, man, I just have faith in Poles because since he's taken over, the roster has gotten better and the roster has gotten more talented. And this is now year three of Ryan Poles. So the trade that he pulled off, when you look at the fact that you got Darnell Wright, DJ Moore, Tyree Stevenson, the rookie corner that played well last season, and you top it off with the ability to now go get Caleb Williams, and you still have a second-round draft pick for next year coming from Carolina. I mean, my man straight robbed them, and they got Bryce Young. So not to say he can't turn to anything great. I just think Chicago definitely got the better end of that deal when it comes to the direction the franchise is headed to. So they have all my faith.
And on a scale of 0 to 100, how convinced are you that they're going to draft Caleb?
100, son? can I go past 100? am I limited in this piece, man?
Well, you know, I mean, no, you're not, but technically you are, because, you know. So let me ask this as an open question to the team. I don't really care who answers. You all can answer. Where does Justin Fields go? What happens to Justin Fields?
Someone's going to Atlanta.
I think at the end of the day, Justin Fields ends up in Atlanta.
Yep.
I think that's where he goes.
So where does Kirk Cousins end up?
Huh?
Where does Kirk Cousins end up?
I think Minnesota. Kirk Cousins ends up back in Minnesota.
Yep.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Let me.
People are saying while people might put the Raiders out there for Justin, I just like him and Luke Getsy didn't look good together last season. What would make the Raiders go and do that? I don't see it.
Yeah, that's interesting. Justin Fields to Atlanta, Kirk Cousins. Where? Kirk Cousins, you say staying in Minnesota? Is that what you guys said?
Yeah, I think Minnesota does whatever it takes to get him back. They know how bad they were without him at quarterback. They didn't have a team last
season. The effective one to keep Justin Jefferson, too. We got to keep him happy.
And they drafted Addison. He's right for the system. And also Kirk, I mean, you got to figure he probably wants to stay there. He's familiar with the system. He's older. It just makes sense to me.
Interesting. There's a lot of people talking about Kirk ending up in Atlanta.
It's possible. I think someone ends up in Atlanta. One of those guys will end up in Atlanta. Either one of Kirk, Justin, or Russell. For me, I think Kirk stays. I think either Justin or Russell Wilson will end up there.
I mean, Atlanta to me is in the best position when you talk about anyone that's making, when you talk about making a trade for Justin, like they have the 8th overall pick, so they have that same slot each round, which means that they can offer 2nd or even 3rd and be higher than other teams coming in.
And they got enough offensive weapons. That's one team like the Steelers. They're just a quarterback away from being in the playoffs.
Yeah, and that's why I'm surprised to hear you guys say Fields, who he's still kind of developing, he's still kind of young, and versus Cousins, who, okay, he's coming off an injury, but, you know, he's established. You kind of know what you're going to get, you know,
right,
the veteran.
And while you are correct, the only reason I'm saying basically not Cousins is because I don't think Minnesota's going to let that dude get away. I think Minnesota's going to do whatever it takes to get him in. That's where I think they really want him back badly, but they couldn't franchise tag him. So they just got to get a deal done.
Right. And the question would be then, if you were going to do whatever it took to keep him, why didn't you do whatever it took to keep him?
well, hold on. Think about it this way. Like if Kirk does leave, who goes to Minnesota? Because I don't think that Chicago is going to be a good trade partner for Minnesota. Exactly. So like it kind of limits their wiggle room, right? Like it kind of is like Russell or bust. And I don't know if that's where you want to. I just don't think that's the position they want to be in.
Well, but let's be clear. Right now, Kirk Cousins is a free agent.
Yep.
So my point is, if they were that determined to keep him, why didn't they keep him? You have him.
I don't, right?
I mean, you had him. It's a lot easier to, you know, create, you know, now he can sit back and say, well, you know, hold on a second. Let me see what else is out there. Let me see what other offers I might get.
I think they're curious what the market is for him.
Yeah, I think he's going to do that he's going to do that anyway, but I don't think that alleviates Minnesota really wanting to keep him. I mean, Kirk Cousins actually has control of the situation rather than Minnesota. They could have brought we don't know. They could have brought multiple deals to the table, but it Kirk Cousins controls it. So he wants to see what the open market is willing to give. And so it'd be totally up to Minnesota. Because if he wants to come back, then, Minnesota will probably match whatever he gets out there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We're speculating. We don't know if they offered him anything. I didn't hear that. I didn't hear, every time Dak, takes a step, you hear there's always something being said about the Cowboys and Dak's contract status. So, but I didn't hear anything about any conversations or any talk between Minnesota and Kirk Cousins. So I'm thinking that the lack of any news around that led me to believe that there was nothing going on. Now, I could be wrong. Could have been, and it just didn't get reported. I don't know. I come from the old school of, if you wanted him, demonstrate it and go get him. Now he's a free agent. Now he definitely is going to call the shots. And if Atlanta or the Steelers, right?
I'll just say this. The Steelers have a shit ton of cap room, so I would be so happy if that happened. I know Kirk's got a bad rep, but he would be awesome in Pittsburgh, especially with Coach Tomlin, in the defense. God, I'd be so happy. I just don't think it's realistic because I just don't think the Steelers are going to move that way. But if they did, I'd be really happy, personally.
Think about it. I mean, if you're 30, whatever he is, what is he, 36-year-old.
36. Yeah.
36. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm looking at it. He's 36. Four-time Pro Bowler. You could go back to Minnesota. Certainly got some weapons, got some talent, no doubt about it.
Yep.
Or you can go play for one of the best coaches to ever play the game. One of the best franchises. If y'all think I'm crazy, then all right, I'm crazy. I'm a Dallas Cowboy fan, right? So I always look at the intangibles. People come to play for Dallas not just because, Dallas pays well and Jerry always takes care of his players, but that star and the marketing power of that star, that goes a long way. And Jerry can sit there and talk about, you come to Dallas, we ain't got no income tax. So you're already going to make more money than almost anywhere else in the country. And you got that star. So your opportunities outside of football are going to be more possible. Well, Pittsburgh's another one of those very visible, very marketable franchises, right? Not quite like Dallas, but they got a name. They got history. If I'm Kirk Cousins, you can't go to Dallas because we already got a quarterback. But I'm sitting looking at Pittsburgh and I'm looking at Minnesota. I already played, how many years in Minnesota. I don't know, man.
If I were Kirk and if you have the option between the two, I mean, especially at his age, you're talking about it, you gotta look at both sides of the ball, and he would. I mean, the Steelers have a pretty damn good defense. He shouldn't be. The Vikings have asked a lot for Cousins the last couple of years. We'll just say that. And he's an older quarterback. I mean, if I were him, I'd much rather play for the Steelers. I know I'm biased, but I mean,
it's okay.
A lot of good personnel.
True. You can be biased.
We're about, it's a good. It's a great franchise. It's a historic one. He doesn't have to do as much.
Train sitter is saying, I'm telling you right now what Train's thinking. Train's thinking, I think he's going to stay in Minnesota, but if he want to go to Pittsburgh, I'm good. Get him out of my division.
Yep.
Man, he is one of the least quarterbacks. While he is amazing during regular season, he's one of the least quarterbacks I'm afraid of playing against.
Yeah, they're always third to win the division, though. I mean, playoffs are one thing, but they're always third to win the division with them. The Vikings would take a huge, huge downgrade without them.
They would.
And if they go
through
in the regular season, you're never going to worry about getting to the playoffs. So, it's still a problem.
So, I mean, but that's probably why you would consider staying in Minnesota. I mean, because you probably give yourself a good chance of winning the division if you stayed in Minnesota. You do go to the Steelers, nice organization, and you got both, you know, Joe Burrow and
hold on. Train.
My man, what's the name over there?
Wow.
Kind of
Lamar Jackson.
Lamar Jackson.
Still made the playoffs last year.
It's tough.
You got three good quarterbacks that all have been hurt.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Hey man, we're in the playoffs last year.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, gentlemen, Kirk Cousins, Jacoby Brissett, Baker Mayfield, I think we pretty much can all agree Baker's going to stay in Tampa. They'll sign Baker.
Yep.
But another one, you had him. Why didn't you? Like, I don't understand. But anyway, Ryan Tannehill, Russell Wilson, Jameis Winston, Gardner Minshew, and Tyrod Taylor. Those are the top eight free agent quarterbacks.
I like it. It's a backup.
I just took the words out of my mouth. A bunch of backups.
we got to put it. QB2.
I do want to say, you know, this conversation talking about the draft and talking about free agency, I do want to say it hurt my heart to hear that Chris Mortensen passed away over the weekend. You know, that was hard because, you know, and maybe a little harder for us local people who – I had never run into him, so I can't say. But, you know, when you're in Bristol, you run because, you know, a lot of these guys live in the area. Maybe not all live in Bristol, but the surrounding community, Jay will tell you. And, you know, now – and then they built maybe 15 years ago or so, they built a hotel right there. So you happen to be at the hotel and, you know, the ESPN guys are, you know, in town – You could run into him. I've run into Mike Ditka. I've run into Harold Reynolds. He used to be the baseball commentator. Michael Irvin, way back in the day. That's another story for another day. But, you know, but I never met Chris Mortensen. But the one thing I will say is everything you hear about him from what I've been told, and I do have friends that work there, is 100% true. Nicest guy you ever want to meet, cared about everybody, just salt of the earth. And, you know, rest in peace to him, and glad you're not suffering no more, and our best to your family. But, man, you want to talk about – he is the antithesis of Ed Werder. I don't like Ed Werder. I've never liked Ed Werder. I think Ed Werder is full of it. I followed the Cowboys religiously, and I can tell you for a fact that he has made up stories, manufactured stories underneath the cover of sources. And I hear the story, I'm like, there's no way you believe that that's true if you follow this team. So Moore, on the other hand, was like, if he said it, man, you know, go ahead and grab the Bible, put your hand on it, because it's solid, you know, it's solid. And, you know, 30-plus years of him doing that, man, and just, you just knew. And now Schefter's doing a great job, you know, coming in behind him. And you guys still there?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, man, give us
a question. Yeah, okay. Sorry, my screen went blank on my computer. But anyway, yeah, I could probably talk about this a lot, but I'm going to stop now. But, you know, when you talk about emotion and Kelce retiring and all that, and I didn't want to take anything away from Kelce retiring, but, you know, to me the real emotion is this guy passing away and his impact on the NFL and his impact on sports in general and setting the bar so high and, you know, paving the way for so many others to come through and enter into linear TV, as they call it. So that to me is, you know, hey, Jason, great career. Wish you the best. But, you know, we're going to see him. We're going to see him on commercials. We're going to see him. You know, he ain't going nowhere. He just won't be on the field. Mort's gone, you know. So, yeah, that was a tough one. That was a tough one, but
agreed.
But we move on. There was something else I was gonna say. Kelce Mart. I lost it. I lost. Sometimes I talk so much I forget what I was going to say. Okay.
I got you, dog. Caleb Williams to the Bears. Caleb Williams to the Bears. Okay.
you know, Trey, this history repeating itself because it was about, maybe 3 years ago that we had many of these same conversations about Justin Fields. And you were very excited to get Justin Fields. And, you know, that really hadn't worked out like you had hoped. I'm just being a little cautious.
It's true.
Hey, T.
I was there.
All I got is hope, man. You know what I'm saying? You just gotta keep rolling.
Yeah.
All I got is hope.
Yeah,
you're pretty much right,
bro.
Ain't got a damn thing else.
Yeah, I understand. I wanted to really, really quick. I wanted to say there's been a lot of drama in Dallas over the last few weeks, and I don't have much to say about it other than I wish they would have just all shut the fuck up. Honestly, I really do. I really do. I mean, I love Emmitt Smith on the field. I think off the field and him as an analyst and all that, he's not very good. But I got to tell you, I was feeling what he said about the team living off the reputation of his teams. Micah, I love you as a player. I love your personality. I think you got a bright future. But you want to be Stephen A. Smith with a uniform, and you're not there, bruh. Like, I don't even listen to your podcast anymore. I just don't. I go win some games, you know, be that guy, you know, on the field and stop worrying about your sports media career. If you have the star on your helmet and you're one of the best, not just defensive players, you're one of the best players in the league. You go on the field and take that team and lead them to a deep playoff run, even a Super Bowl appearance, or God forbid, actually win a Super Bowl, bruh, you'll have every opportunity ever. I mean, Jason Kelce and his brother, they just started, you know, their podcast like a year ago. So now he's retired, man, he's gonna have, you know, he's gonna have a ton of opportunities. But he didn't do that 5 years ago. He playing football. You know, I wish they would DeMarcus Lawrence talking about we were tired, you know, shut up. No, you weren't. I know what he was trying to say. I know what he was trying to say, but I follow the team. You know what I mean? So all you did was give more, you know, ammunition to the haters by saying that. You lost bad. It was terrible, you know, and I don't want to say Jerry Jones needs to shut up because he ain't gonna. But Jerry, can you at least be a little, just think about what you're going to say before you say it? You came out and said, I'm going to go all in. And then you go out to the combine. And from what I'm being told, my sources, y'all hardly had any meetings out there. You had less meetings this year than you had a year ago. But you literally said after the Green Bay whooping, we're going to go all in. Your words. We're not going to be building for the future. Your words. We're looking to do something significant next season. Okay. It's March. You ain't played in 6 weeks and ain't done shit. Nothing. You ain't even restructured Dak's deal yet. So, man, just shut up. Just be quiet. You know, I get it. The star. I get it. You know, $9 billion franchise. I get it. I understand. But, man, it just is tiring to turn on the TV, and I got to listen to people rip y'all apart again. And on that note, congratulations, Dak. I understand, you're a father now. I don't know what you had, a boy or a girl, but I heard that you did your girlfriend or wife. I don't think you guys got married yet, but I understand that she, you know, had a, you know, and you're a dad now, and God bless you and the family and all that. But as a teammate, y'all just got to shut the fuck up, please. Just Shut your mouth. Shut your mouth. All right, what else we got? We missing anything?
Caleb Williams to the Bears? I mean, shit, man. Anytime you ask for him, just...
You better not jinx him, man. You better not jinx him.
My God, this is bro. This feels.
Bro, I'm gonna be sad, pissed. Y'all might not even hear from me for a while.
This is
deja
vu.
Hear from you.
God.
There's gonna be something burning. We're gonna hear from you.
Bro, this is deja vu, man. This is crazy. It's happening all over again.
Yeah, this is deja vu, bro. This really is.
God, this is crazy. This is crazy. You can listen to the show from 4 years ago, leading up to that draft, and it would sound exactly like this, just a different name.
Yeah, it really was. It really
well,
really
actually,
was.
Before that draft, you remember that draft, we had number 20. I didn't know what the hell we were going to end up with. I was excited after we drafted Justin Fields.
You're right.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, that draft, I didn't even think we had a chance of getting – I didn't know what the hell we was going to do at quarterback.
Yeah. K-Star, it is not often that you are right and I am wrong. Not often. You might very well be right about wrestling.
Oh.
You might.
About how it's going? Is
it is starting to look kind of what you suggested, that they're going to do the long game with The Rock and Roman. That's what it's starting to look like. And if they do it right, then it will end up being more powerful than the original plan. Rock turning heel and all of that. We'll see. But man, The Rock is so good. I mean,
he really is. He really, really fucking is.
Oh my God,
I love him.
He's so good.
This is why I wanted the long game. By the way, I wanted to be spoiled because I mean it's just so much fun. You know.
Well. When Roman Reigns grabbed his arm and said, "I need something from you," everybody who watched
that
wrestling knew we knew exactly what was coming, and that to me was a sign because you know at some point,
oh yeah.
I think back to the Nation of Domination days with Farooq. This was makes me think of them days. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see how this plays out. I already told my girl first weekend in April. Yeah, you want to come over during the day, you good. But in the evening, yeah, I'm gonna be tied up. I'm gonna be a little busy.
Absolutely.
WrestleMania.
Can't wait.
So, all right. So, I don't have anything else. We hit on everything that I had on the list. So I guess we will go around and do final thoughts, and I think we'll take. Although we just kind of had a little break, we'll take another little break and we'll be back. Well, we could come back anytime we want. We can come back if there's a reason to, or we could wait until draft time and come back. I don't know. We'll figure it out. We won't be back next week. Let's put it that way. But
I was
going to
say that the free agency market kind of rumble a bit because there's some big names out there that's looking for new homes. So it'd be interesting to see where people go.
Yeah. So. Tyron Smith, it looked like first time, and you know, he's been with us 13 years, and he's going to be, should be now a free agent. They didn't re-sign him, and they tried, but the team, they were far apart on money, and he's great, but he gets hurt. So, but I think he's going to He's gonna get some big money. Somebody gonna sign him. Unfortunately for Dallas, but anyway, we let free agency percolate a little bit, and then maybe in a few weeks we'll come back and we'll see where everything is and do another show. So let's go ahead and final thoughts, JB. We'll start with you this time.
Final thoughts. I think you hit on some of it already. RIP to Mortimer. Definitely, him and Schefter together was pretty cool. You could tell it was the like big brother, little brother type of deal. So that was cool. And even prior to Schefter, just listening to his reports and how detailed it was and how he delivered it, class act all the way. So sending regards out to the family and to the ESPN family. As far as the football goes,
really looking forward to seeing how things are going to shake up with the draft. I think this is going to be one of the more interesting drafts. J.J. McCarthy out of Michigan seems to be climbing the charts a bit. They had that one guy, I can't remember his name, broke the 40 time with a 4.21. He was flying. So seeing how all this combine stuff and how it equates to the draft and then, like Train said, free agency, this is where we start to see who's going to do what, and we'll see how it shakes out when the season starts, but definitely going to be interesting to see.
Okay. K-Star.
Come on, Steelers. Kenny Pickett can show up anything in 2 years. We have all the cap room in the world. We have a team that hasn't made it past the first round in quite some time, and we need that extra push. Just fucking sign Kirk Cousins if you have a chance. If not, then please, please, please go out for goddamn Russell Wilson. Just please, like, give us something to look forward to. You know, the first round exits are looking a little dusty, and we deserve better as Steelers fans. We expect better. And we know the limiting factor is the quarterback position, so please address that. Please, don't be stubborn. Don't be cheap. The fucking Steelers flex your muscle. Thank you.
Okay. Dr. Train.
T, make sure you clip that and send it to the Steelers. This is, he was pleading around this one. Like, damn. I need to know how you feel, my man. Man, this is an exciting time right now, at least for me personally. I can't wait to see whether the draft turned out. As long as we draft Caleb at number one, I don't give a shit what happens with the rest of the 250-some-odd picks. I really don't. But Bears in a good position. So we'll see how it goes. See what Pose cooks up in free agency. You know, your franchise tag Jalen Johnson, so he ain't going nowhere. So we'll see how it all goes, man. I'm just excited for this offseason. We may finally get a franchise quarterback. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully I feel like this 3 years from now.
Yeah, or we'll be sitting up here and you'll be like, Jack Smith, he's coming to Chicago. Jack Smith, yeah. Yeah. I'm trying to tell you. Not Caleb. Jack Smith, he's coming.
Oh, man. I mean, I will say, hey, honestly, truly though, I am disappointed that Justin Fields did not work out. Simply because the Bears in a position that if he did, the amount of draft capital they could get right now would just be stupid. But yeah, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So Dallas, you're not re-signing Tyron. So you need either a guard or a tackle, depending on what you do with Tyler Smith. He can play both at a high level. You need a running back badly. You didn't re-sign Pollard. I don't blame you. He's a good back. He'll get a job. But you need a Saquon. You need a Derrick Henry. Dallas, you need to go out here in free agency and make something happen. But it won't happen until you restructure that contract and free up cap room. Get that done, and then get out there. You need an offensive lineman, you need a running back, and you need a linebacker. From what I'm hearing, there's nothing official, but Van Der Esch hurt his neck again. He was a solid middle linebacker. He wasn't great, but he wasn't bad. He was solid. And it doesn't appear that he's going to return. And we saw what happened to your defense without, you know, I mean, at Micah and then whoever, you know, like you didn't have the size. You guys need to go get, I don't care whether it's free agency or the draft, but y'all need to get some size. I mean, I don't play football at that level. I'm a fan sitting over here, and I can tell you these are the things you need to do. If you're all in like you say, then show us. Like K-Star said, give us something to be hopeful for. Restructure, get a running back now. Don't wait for the draft. Okay? Please, go and get somebody that you can afford now. Get an offensive lineman. Get a linebacker. Make that happen. Let's go. All right. That's That's all I got to say. So for Dr. Train, for JB, for K-Star, it was good to be back. And, hey, we'll be back at some point soon. Won't be next week, but, you know, I think Train hit it on the head. We're going to kind of let free agency percolate a little bit. And sometime between now and draft time, we'll be at back to talk about where free agency is and to see, you know, what we know as we enter the draft. So in the meantime, the feuds on the field have already been settled, but we will all be talking to you real soon. Everybody take care. Good night.